Weekday mornings, it is everything you need to know. Some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
All right, so now I just want to go back and establish what this is that we're doing.
Okay.
Very good strange. Idea. But now, can we start with the Donald Trump thing? Can you give me one Donald Trump? Now, Jimmy Kimmel. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel does this thing, drunk Donald Trump. And what they use a very simple technology that we use here in the broadcasting industry to slow down something. Mm-hmm. They used to just go, make your turntable or your tape go slower. And it does, it makes him sound drunk because he's so, because he repeats himself. If you take the average person and you make him sound drunk, it'll make the slurriness of the slowdown makes people sound drunk. But he is the perfect candidate for it because he talks like a drunk guy, except he's sober. It's like the craziest thing.
If I ever said those words that Jay-Z said or that Beyonce said the other night, you know what happened to me? The reinstitution of the electric chair.
Oh, God.
Right? Oh. Who's Beyonce?
Well, you know, you see, that's the sort of thing we're going to hear at Thanksgiving. That's all I'm saying. You're going to hear that from some relative at Thanksgiving. Now, so Violetta said, hey, make me drunk, make me drunk, make me drunk. Which is not the first time she has said that. Different context, though. Mm-hmm. C-O-N-N.
I don't need any help in that department.
All right. So we decided we'd experiment with her and see what this sounds like. Here she is, Violetta, drunk. Do you want to live in a country that offers free college tuition in English language country courses? No, I don't need to learn English.
I said yes only because I thought maybe then the country would be more nicer to English people.
Totally works.
Priceless. Oh my God, that is so good.
I'm doing math for Violetta. This is the most dangerous thing in this show. Trying to explain the world to Violetta.
Well, I'd like to know how much alcohol is in my handle, so thank you.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
That's what it would be like if she did her job drunk.
Hopefully you're not drinking on the roads. Right now, though, the outbound Kennedy 50 minutes from downtown to O'Hare, 35 minutes back in.
Probably works with everyone's voice, but that sounds really funny.
Oh, it's really good with my voice.
Yes, it does.
You're like me, which is I don't want either of these people. I don't want either of them.
Or maybe you're like me and you would like to text in your bowl and that's not an option yet.
I'm literally crying right now. I didn't think you'd be this funny.
Would you want to live in an already prosperous country in terms of economics and education, governance, security, hospitalization?
I'd go with yes on that, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't have time to build up the country.
Sounds like we have all the time in the world. That does sound like a drunk conversation, though. Well, we can't build a country.
We can't build a country.
Or text in our boat.
I think mostly if I talk at a normal rate, no one hears what I say, but when you slow it down, it makes it a lot funnier.
Yeah.
A lot more sense, too. Are you trying to talk fast now, Violetta?
Yeah.
It'd probably be funny if you speed it up, too. That we could do that for the next segment.
Oh, man. No, I don't think so. I think drunk Violetta is the way to go. Although, you know what? The funny thing, because I think it's because of her youth, her youthness.
Yes.
And when we do go out as a team, she tends to pace herself, which is, you know, unlike some of the other people on this program. I've never really seen her be sloppy.
No.
Ish. No. But now I know what it would sound like. Now I know what happens in the ugly hour. I know it's like at about 3 o'clock in the morning when she's leaving the bar.
No, Violetta has a lot of fun to hang out with, and yeah. we're all going to hang out as a show on Wednesday. So maybe we could record those conversations and then apply that.
Yeah, maybe we can't not record those conversations.
It would be arable.
Don't worry, I'll record you guys, and then we'll play those. No editing needed.
It's a big celebration on Wednesday night for this this program.
Mm-hmm.
It's first of all we're. Wishing Judy a happy birthday, but then right. we're also celebrating the end of this election cycle
mm-hmm.
and a successful, very successful run of covering it. But and
possibly the end of the world,
and possibly the end of the world. So
right.
we're gonna
toast our lives away,
right? So and I've made accommodations for everybody. I've
sounds pretty fantastic.
I put sheets on the floor.
Yeah,
at my house.
We're gonna die in like the Trumps.
I get dibs on one of the spare bedrooms.
Yeah,
you can have the couch. I get the
That's
bed.
That's fine.
All right.
This is going to go well. I can just
I can just tell already. Mm-hmm. This is the way it's going to be.
What are you guys going to eat?
All right. Why don't you you stand by, Violetta. Judy Pilek's got the WGN News coming your way in 2 minutes.